George grabbed one of Ignatius's paws and stuck $2 in it.
Money?
Ignatius asked happily.
Thank God.
He quickly pocketed the two bills.
I'd rather not ask the obscene motive for this. I'd like to think that you're attempting to make amends in your simple way for slandering me on my dismal first day with this ludicrous wagon.
That's it, Prof. You said it better than I ever could. You're a really educated guy.
Oh?
Ignatius was very pleased.
There may be some hope for you yet. Hot dog?
No, thanks.
Then pardon me while I have one. My system is petitioning for appeasement.
Ignatius looked down into the well of his wagon.
My God, the hot dogs are quite disordered.
While Ignatius was slamming doors and plunging his paws down into the well, George said,
Now I helped you out, Prof. Maybe you can do the same for me.
Perhaps,
Ignatius said disinterestedly, biting into the hot dog.
You see these?
George indicated the brown paper packages he was carrying under his arms.
These are school supplies. Now, this is my problem. I gotta pick them up from the distributor at lunchtime, but I can't deliver them to the schools until after school's closed. So I gotta carry them around for almost 2 hours. You understand? What I'm looking for is a place to put these things in the afternoon. Now, I could meet you someplace about 1 and put them in your bun compartment and come get them out sometime before 3.
How bogus, Ignatius belched. Do you seriously expect me to believe you? Delivering school supplies after the schools are closed?
I'll pay you a couple of bucks every day.
You will?
Ignatius asked with interest.
Well, you will have to pay me a week's rent in advance. I don't deal in small sums.
George opened his wallet and gave Ignatius $8.
Here, with the 2 you already got, that makes 10 for the week.
Ignatius happily pocketed the new bills and ripped one of the packages from George's arms, saying,
I must see what it is that I'm storing. You're probably selling goofballs to infants.
Hey! George shouted. I can't deliver the stuff if it's opened.
Too bad for you.
Ignatius fended off the boy and tore off the brown wrapping. He saw a stack of what looked like postcards.
What are these? Visual aids for civics or some other equally stultifying high school subject?
Give me that, you nut!
Oh my God!
Ignatius stared at what he saw. Once in high school, someone had shown him a pornographic photograph, and he had collapsed against a water cooler, injuring his ear. This photograph was far superior. A nude woman was sitting on the edge of a desk next to a globe of the world. The suggested onanism with a piece of chalk intrigued Ignatius. Her face was hidden behind a large book.